you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
Reading from James chapter 6, verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, finally Friday, February 10th, 2023. And usually on Fridays with our studio audience, we have Pastor Jason Schiffel facilitating the discussion. The last few weeks we've been talking about going into all of our world as we go, that we're witnesses, that we're making disciples, that'll make disciples. But Jason is on vacation this week, and he sent in his right-hand woman, or a great free agent for Jesus, I call her, Audie Puckett. She's from the Muhammad area, involved in a plethora, many different ministries, has pulled this way and that way, and is always willing to serve and proclaim the good news message of Jesus. I know you live in Muhammad. You attend the Community Evangelical Free Church in Muhammad. Yep. Your beloved husband, Frank, maybe you'll do a shout-out about him. Great guy. You're a life coach, and you serve at Two Roads Wellness Clinic in Muhammad, doing a variety of things to help people grow. You're also involved in Root to Branches. That's another ministry that you help out in, along with serving at Mercy's Refuge, mm-hmm. and I think a number of different things. You help and preach and share and facilitate worship at some retirement homes. And so what else would you like the listener to know before we talk a little more about James 5:16?
More than anything, I guess the Lord has really given me a unique perspective on humanity, mm-hmm. and he's really given me a heart for people. And while so much of my focus is on helping women grow more into the beautiful creations they are in the Lord, he really has my focus on unifying people across all manner of lifestyles and all kinds of different things. So I get to go out to Greenview, Illinois, and serve at Greenview United Presbyterian as a guest speaker every once in a while, which is amazing. But I also get to hang out with cool people like you, Mark.
Yeah, well, appreciate it. And speaking of cool people, we just sat down to do our broadcast, and we have three new studio guests. I'm not sure how familiar they are with the radio ministry. I think they just walked in, and one person says, yeah, I'm not too familiar with you, but what's your name? And this will be your radio debut.
Ava, and we've actually been here once before.
Oh, visiting?
Mm-hmm.
Or came into the studio? And what's your name?
Richard.
Richard? And then, is this your mom?
No, Amy.
Okay, Amy's assisting, watching over you guys. Oh, you came. Did you have two other siblings or other?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I remember that. Yeah, one of you got sick here, right? Yeah, that's right. Okay, I remember that.
Remembers you.
Oh, that's right. One of you two love listening to Unshackled at night, right? Don't you stay up late? Okay, yeah, I remember that. How old are you?
12
years old. Okay, well, great. You're a part of today's discussion. Before, Audie, I let you launch into the importance of us all identifying that we're fallen, that we need to confess our sins with the appropriate people and find that healing and hope. I want to point out two things that are up and coming that I think our listeners are interested in. On Saturday, February 18th, from 8:30 to 1:30, our good friends at Franklin Wealth Advisors, especially Ben Franklin, he's going to commit to giving 9 different half-hour slots of tax advice. So if you're getting ready to prepare your return, or you have some questions about child credits, or what can you itemize, or whatever kind of tax questions you have, he will be willing to set aside a half hour for you on February 18th. But you need to RSVP, so this is your chance to have free tax advice by somebody that's very capable and gifted at it. It's Ben Franklin. We'll be meeting here at the Great News Media Center, Saturday, February 18th from 8:30 to 1:30, and he'll do half-hour segments. So you might be from 8:30 to 9 or 9 to 9:30, but you need to call and get your name in and the specific time. So call Franklin Wealth Advisors at 217-377-7526. 217-377-7526. There's no cost. This is Ben's way of giving back to the community, and some of you might be struggling financially and can't pay for a tax advisor or consultant. He'll do it for free, and he's very good at it. So again, call in your reservation for February 18th between the hours of 8:30 and 1:30, 217-377-7526. And then one other announcement, the Singing Men are back in the saddle. Yes. We had our first rehearsal in the new season last Monday. We'll be again meeting this Monday, and we'll be preparing for an upcoming concert at the St. Joe Church of Christ on Sunday night, February 26th. And it's a special senior soiree. How do we say it?
Soiree.
Yes. Soiree. It'll be a spaghetti dinner, a mini concert by the Singing Men of GNN, and it'll be a great evening. There is a $10 cost to cover the spaghetti dinner and some of the arrangements, but it's happening at the St. Joe Church of Christ in St. Joe, Illinois. And to call in to get your tickets, 217-469-2207. 217-469-2207. And that's a Singing Men mini concert and a spaghetti dinner and a senior soiree.
You got
I got it. On Sunday night, February 26th, so a few weeks away. And if you're a man that loves to sing and declare the wonders of God, come join us Monday night, 7 to 9 p.m. here at the Great News Media Center at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. Look for Old Navy and Lens Crafters Park and then walk right in. We meet from 7 to 9 p.m. this coming Monday night. Well, Audie, I call you a free agent for Jesus because you love him, you follow him, you want to serve his people, and you have chosen this opportunity to be with us today because Pastor Jason's on vacation. So what kind of groundwork do you want to lay? I know we are going to be looking at James 5:16 that says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man, and for that matter, the prayer of a righteous woman, is powerful and effective.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been kind of strong in my spirit that we have a lot of chasms within the body of Christ, especially when it comes to making connections to other members of the body of Christ. And I think a big part of that is the fact that we all know that we all sin, but the real hard part comes into admitting it to other people, especially other believers, for various reasons. So I think my heart is trying to dig into digging up the why of why it's so hard for us to find a confidant, to find someone we trust, to help us cut things off of us that are not like God.
Now, I'm going to throw out what Jason would be like. Either we define terms, and this one begins with therefore, so we'd almost have to go back and look at the whole passage,
because
context is king, as you know. But I'm going to just throw it out to Elmer. You're wise in the Lord. You've been around a number of years. How have you found it being hard for various people to share or to be transparent or vulnerable? We have to be careful we don't just share openly with anyone because, you know, it could ruin somebody's reputation or our own or misunderstanding or gossip. But as Audie pointed out, it's important that we find people that we can share some of our struggles or heartaches or prayer needs with. How have you found that in your life?
Well, I guess the main thing is I always believe every time you talk to someone, you have to indicate to them in one way or another that you are a Christian. And I always like to, especially sometime along, I just say, bless you. And that's kind of an introduction to them. And then from then on, if how they respond, you can go on and continue to speak about your faith in the Lord. And to me, I enjoy it an awful lot because the response you get from people is really great. In the fact that being a faithful person in the Lord, how do I want to say it, as we heard this morning, that to have faith in the Lord, that was Jesus' words. He says to be first, you have to be last, and you have to be a servant. And you have to treat yourself as a servant to the other person.
But Audie, as you know, there's a lot of barriers out there. And so maybe talk through why it's important to overcome some barriers or to find those people that we can confide in.
I think one of the largest barriers is trust. Because, you know, there are a lot of people who have been spiritually wounded. You know, they have taken their concerns to someone they thought that they trusted in the church, and they were either abused or shunned or simply misguided. And so I think that there needs to be something that sheds light on making room for people to actually be honest so they can get assistance on their journey. And I think what that might look like sometimes is to have people in the church or to, you know, have the mind of Christ that knows how to listen, to listen well, to ask good questions that say, do you just need me to hear you out or are you really looking for counsel? Like, how can I be of service to you right now? To create a welcome mat that lets people know that in that space that they are safe to let that out so that they can feel safe about entering the throne room of God and actually praying for themselves. All of these things. There are just so many things that I feel need to be tweaked.
And you mentioned the prayer. That's the second part of this. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other. And I'm thinking Sharon or Gail, I know both of you pray a lot. I think all of you, I know pretty well, pray often. And Audie, you attend sometimes our Thursday gatherings where we pray. But talk about, from your perspective, Sharon, the importance of praying too.
Well, when we are discussing or talking, meeting someone, they may ask for prayer, but you have to be prayed up before you talk to that person. If you're not prayed up, you're going just like
helpful.
I just did. But be prayed up. Ask the Lord, who should I talk to today? Not that you would talk to someone you've never met, but that happened to me in Israel.
Share the story.
Okay, I'll share the story. Peggy and I were in the Galilee area. We were shopping at night, and a lady stopped us on the corner, and she wanted to know about Jesus. She said, I'm staying over here at this hotel. It wasn't our hotel that we were at. But she said, the Korean people are here, and they are praising the Lord. I've never heard such wonderful praise. And she said, what is that all about? And I wasn't prayed up for to have someone stop me on the corner in Israel. Really, I was not. But I think about her often. I lift her up in prayer. I never got her name, but the Lord knows who she is. And she went back into that hotel. I said, go and talk to the Korean people. They will help you.
And you use a term that I love to use a lot, and sometimes people are like, pray up. What does that mean? And like, I'm praying you up, and people are like, that's just saying that we're praying for somebody, we're interceding on their behalf. We believe in this loving God who's sovereign, who can answer all prayer. And I always like to qualify, especially sometimes with my Jewish friends or others that maybe don't understand the Christian faith. When I say, hey, Audie, can I pray for you? I am not saying I'm better than you or I'm closer to God and you need my prayers or look at me, I'm superior, you need my prayers. I'm not saying that at all. All I'm trying to communicate is, if you have a need, I would love to take it before the Father, before this sovereign, awesome, wonderful God, and share it with him, seeking out your healing or hope or restoration. So when we say praying up something, it just means we're going to pray for something. I love that you use that too. But that just means we want to go before this great God who delights in mankind, who wants the best for all of us. And we just ask him, we talk to him, we intercede.
I think sometimes when the Lord sends someone across your path and they end up unburdening their soul to you, you know, and you and the Holy Spirit comes in and you obey and you ask them, can I pray for you? I think that is one of the greatest ways to tell somebody I love you is to pray for them, is to ask them if you can pray for them.
Now, Ava, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot because I don't really know you well. I know you and your family came in here some time ago, and I remember you mentioning you liked Unshackled. And I don't even know if you're a follower of Jesus yet, if you've come to the point of recognizing him as Lord and Savior. But have you ever tried to pray to God as a 12-year-old? I'm just trying to understand. You're one of our first times we've had a child a part of the Friday broadcast. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. have you ever prayed to God? Have you ever tried to have him answer your prayers or send him? Okay.
We pray together as a family all the time and by ourselves. Okay. And mom's teaching us that we need to intercede for others and pray for others that we know need prayers. And we need to pray for ourselves to help God to strengthen us and to show us the ones that we're to go to and tell about him and to go out into this world and for him to, as we get older, for him to show us what he wants us to do. Mm.
I know.
Wow, as a 12-year-old, aren't you all encouraged by Ava's remarks? I kind of put her on the spot not knowing if she had started her faith journey, but obviously she has. And yeah, the importance of prayer, Audie, I think, is what really can allow us to build that relationship, that trust with somebody, to talk about some of the things that we fail at. And it was interesting when you sent me a text today, because I said, is there a certain passage or something that we should talk about? You said, James 5:16 has been on my mind. The biggest problem with sin is not that we all do it, but that so many of us are afraid to admit it.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. Even in our own households, you know, you might one time I observed my dog walking across the living room floor. And I noticed that something was really wrong with her tail. She had one of those poof balls for a tail, you know? And on the back end of it, it was just straight gone. And I was like, who cut the hair off of this dog's tail? And the dog is just wagging this piece of floof on the back end of her. And so all the kids were just like frozen, like, we didn't do it. And eventually, I knew who had done it because I recognized the handiwork. And so by the time this kid finally confessed to doing it, one thing I observed was that all of the tension in his little body released. Mm-hmm. Once we let that out into air, we immediately put our enemy on the defensive. We immediately let him know that he no longer has power over us through that thing. So something needs to happen in the body of Christ to create those spaces for us to release these things.
Yeah, I wrote down bringing things into light. Mm-hmm. When things are brought into the light, then they're no longer like this dark, hidden secret.
It's not a secret anymore.
And usually healing can then come forth or wisdom or insight or change, but it's identifying. And most all of us easily recognize we're fallen, we're sinful, but it's interesting that we sometimes just kind of forget how fallen and how much we need Jesus as a Savior.
Yeah, well, that makes you think about, you know, worldly grief versus godly grief. Like, there are two different things. Mm-hmm. So that worldly grief will keep you from confessing your sins. It'll keep you from taking your sicknesses, your worries, your concerns to a fellow believer, to your brother and sisters in Christ. But godly grief will drive you to good counsel. It will help you turn in the opposite direction to correct those steps and go in the opposite direction. Yes. Mm.
Now, Gail, you always give us a nugget of insight or wisdom or just a sweet response. Are you garnering any new insight or thoughts over this topic about confessing our sins to one another and seeking people out for prayer?
Well, I certainly like the idea of asking the Lord each morning to show you who he'd want you to speak to. Mm-hmm. And I also, along that line, if people ask me to pray for them, I like to do it right then and there.
Yes.
So that I don't put it on the back and kind of forget, maybe.
I practiced that many, many years ago because so many times they would come back to me, hey, thank you for praying for me like this happened. And I'm thinking, oh, gosh, do I tell them that I forgot to pray for them, or do I bring it up? But so I tried to make it a practice, if not right there and then, mm-hmm. within a few minutes after, yes. because I just feel like I want to at least say I remembered once. And then hopefully, as the Lord brings that person mm-hmm. or that situation mm-hmm. to mind, you mm-hmm. pray again. But I like your transparency, Sharon, in saying that here you are in Israel in the Holy Land trying to meet with God and digest his word. And, you know, as you've been on many trips with me too, that you've just felt unprepared. And I like how, you know, what you're saying, Gail, too, is that if we begin the day saying, Lord, order my steps, mm-hmm. make those divine appointments apparent, help me to seize those opportunities. And it's not always verbally saying something. Sometimes it's just through your action, holding open the door for somebody yeah. and smiling at them, or leaving a gift card for a veteran that's eating at a restaurant, just as a simple way of showing some kindness mm-hmm. or extending God's love.
Mm-hmm. That makes me think about simplicity, right? So what if the confessing of our sins to one another were as simple as, if I pass by a fellow believer, someone I even know but aren't, you know, not very close to, I wonder what would happen if they say, hey, how are you doing? And I was honest. Yeah. You know, like that's sometimes that's a really good starting point.
And probably what you're going to find is they're going to be honest too.
Right.
Really, I'm struggling with that same mm-hmm. thing or that situation. Or, yeah, I yelled at my daughter today on the way to school or whatever
yes,
it is.
Yes.
And so do I. Oh, yeah, let's pray for each other right there and then.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the power in this verse. And may we all apply it in various ways today. Find that trusted companion, that person that loves to go through the Bible with you and talk with each other, pray for each other. As it says in James 5:16, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Mm-hmm. May we be those righteous men and women, those righteous boys and girls, and seek the Lord today as he orders our steps. And we are equipped, and we're only equipped when we're empowered by the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. to share those good nuggets from the scripture or those examples as we witness in various ways, and let your actions be consistent with being that ambassador for God today mm-hmm. and all weekend long. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. Thank you, Audie, for being a part of today's discussion.
No, thank you.
Pastor Jason will be fine-tuned and off of vacation next week and joining us again, but thanks for being the free agent of Jesus that you are in the various capacities as you serve mankind and serve the Lord in various ways. And thank you, guests, and our special guest today that just kind of walked in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Audie Puckett, and a room full of friends with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.